News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, People Before Profit Dublin TD Breed Smith has formally objected to the Dáil Chamber being made available for a meeting of the members of the United States Congress, saying there should be no welcome in the Dáil for Israel's main arms dealer. And she is joining us now, but we are also joined by Daniel Mulhall, former ambassador to Britain and the US as well. Breed, lay out your stall. Tell us why you don't want this to happen.
Good morning, Ciara. I think it's kind of obvious. We're in the middle of the worst genocide we've seen for many decades in the world. And Benjamin Netanyahu recently visited the United States Congress and received standing ovations several times from both houses in Washington. And it was quite shocking that he went there with the handout looking for more funding to finish off the job, as he said, in Gaza after 300 days of genocide of the worst kind that the world has seen. And I don't see why people who stand for a butcher like this in their own Congress houses should be welcome in our houses. We're an independent state. We make up our mind about our own things. We recently recognised the Palestinian state, albeit that they refused to fly the flag on Nakba Day. The Iraqis did recognise the Palestinian state, and now welcoming those who back up the butcher of Gaza is just not on, and we will be vehemently opposing it.
Okay, let me bring in Daniel Mulhall. Daniel, do you agree with Breed? The biggest arms dealer to Israel, supporting a genocide, they shouldn't be welcome.
No, I don't. I fully share the anger that people in Ireland and all over the world feel about what's happened in Gaza. I would be critical of the US government for not doing more to rein in Israel. But you can have two thoughts and two ideas at the same time. Like, you have to do that in the world we live in. The United States is one of our most important international partners. We wouldn't have a peace process without US support back in the 1990s. We'd probably have a hard border on the island of Ireland were it not for the huge support we received from Congress during my time in the United States. So these are our I don't know who's coming exactly on this delegation, but I can imagine that they will be some of our most loyal and strongest friends in the U.S. Congress, people that we will need to turn to the next time there's a crisis involving the fallout from Brexit or something else in the future where we'll need people's help. And turning our backs on them has no effect whatsoever.
Let's put that to Breed. Breed, you're turning your backs on one of our most important allies, an ally who helped us out during the peace process, helped us out during Brexit. And we may not agree with them over Gaza, but it is foolhardy in the extreme to think that we should in some way disrespect the United States of America.
And I think for Daniel Mulhall to mention the peace process, Brexit and Gaza all in the one breath is very hypocritical. There is no comparison between them. And the truth is that
I don't think he's comparing them, in fairness. He's saying that when we have had political issues of importance to Ireland, the US has been an ally to us. I don't think he's doing any such thing, Breed, in fairness.
Well, I'm comparing them because I'm saying that it's mentioning them all in the one breath is not proportionate. What's happening in Gaza is disproportionate to everything else that has happened both in this country and elsewhere. And the truth is that the American state are arming the Israeli state without what Kamala Harris called the ironclad support that she gives to Benjamin Netanyahu. This war in Gaza would end. And so therefore, we have to put things in the currency that we see them in.
In fairness, Breed, again, Kamala Harris didn't even attend the House when he was making his speech. So her support for him is not particularly ironclad. And indeed, she may well be the next president and things may change between the US and Israel.
When I use the expression ironclad, I'm quoting her. I'm not quoting Breed Smith. That is what she said to him when she met him last week. And my point here is that we are an independent state. Our houses of parliament are important to us. That's where we all get elected into. I'm not saying don't give these guys a visa, don't let them come into the country. I'm saying they should not be welcome in our houses of parliament. It sends out completely the wrong message. And I will be calling on all the opposition parties to object to this. And I think it's quite disgraceful that
all right. Daniel,
an invite is being led by Fianna Fáil, by leading Fianna Fáil members.
Daniel, it sends out completely the wrong message to welcome these people.
Well, I mean, first of all, it would have absolutely no effect whatsoever if we were to tell these people they weren't welcome at the Dáil. It would only have one effect. It would offend them and some of our firmest friends in the United States, and the most powerful people that we have on our side would therefore be offended. And also, it would have no effect whatsoever on anything other than on our relationship with these friends of Ireland. What we should be doing, frankly, is inviting them in and then talking to them. Deputy Smith should be sitting down with whoever it is on this delegation and putting her point of view to them, urging them to put more pressure on the administration to take more vigorous action to rein in Israel in the situation in Gaza. That's what will help the situation. That's what will help Palestinians, not this pointless turning our backs.
All right.
On some of our
let me put that kind of finally
to
Breed.
You want to
a bit of diplomacy is what's called for here. You talking to people, and which is the only way that we ever get peace anywhere in the world, rather than ignoring them and saying they're unwelcome. Does Daniel not have a significant point there?
Well, I'm very surprised to hear such an experienced diplomat compare what Deputy Smith might say to this delegation as compared to what Micheál Martin and previous Taoiseach like Leo Varadkar have sat down and diplomatically talked to them and said, please stop bombing Gaza, please stop arming Israel. At least we're led to believe that they made some appeal to them to stop arming Israel. And it's had no effect. So how is Deputy Smith going to make a difference? What Deputy Smith will be doing is mobilising the tens of thousands of good people in Ireland who stand in anger against this government support
right.
for this kind of action, and we'll be outside in the day protesting.
I think, in fairness, what Dan is saying is that you don't stop talking to people, you keep talking to them. But anyway, look, I appreciate you guys are not going to agree on this, and I think it's a very interesting conversation to have. Thank you both very much for joining us. That is People Before Profit, Dublin TD there, Breed Smith and Daniel Mulhall, former ambassador to the US and to Britain.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.